Yeah, as a long snapper, you kind of see the game from a different perspective than anyone else on the field. Kind of, how does the game change for you as opposed to maybe just a regular center or another offensive lineman?
I just have to just watch the game the whole time, just because I don't want to miss when I go in. You know, I just kind of just stay focused, stay on the sideline, just keep my head straight, just know what I got to do, just wait for my time to go out.
Is there anything in particular that you do to stay focused, or?
Just kind of just visualize what I have to do in my mind. Kind of, we go through with all the specialists. We kind of just sit in the room, like in the dark, and just kind of with our eyes closed and just kind of visualize what we have to do for like 5 minutes. So I kind of just do that on the sidelines, just maybe do a couple reps in my mind just to get my confidence up in my head and just so I know I'm ready.
A lot of people aren't really familiar with long snapping. Is there a special technique that you use as opposed to a regular snap?
I went to Chris Rubio. I don't know if you're familiar with Chris Rubio and Chris Taylor. I went there like my sophomore, junior year, my senior year, and they taught me all the technique. I don't know if you want me to describe it or...
Oh, just a little bit if you could.
Okay, yeah, just kind of get your feet square, kind of get your hips set, and get the ball in front of you. And when you're set, just kind of get your elbows through first. And then when you release, you want your wrists out, or your wrists together, thumbs out, and then when your legs locked, so it's just one powerful motion, just together.
So do your responsibilities end after the snap, or do you have to get up and block?
Oh, I have to block, yeah. That was the one biggest thing from high school to college, is learning how to block, especially trying to get back as fast as I can, get my head up as fast as I can. That's probably the hardest.
Is that just the speed of the game, or is that?
It's just different from high school. To my high school, I just snapped and ran. Speed. I mean, the speed's different, but it's just something you got to get used to.
And why did you start being a long snapper? Was it just something that you found you had a talent for?
When I was about 12 years old, youth football, one of my coaches asked, does anybody want to try long snap? And nobody raised their hand, so I just raised my hand, and he just kind of showed me how to hold the ball and just kind of showed me the stance, and I just taught myself until like sophomore year of high school and started going to camps.
So working with the holder and the kicker and all that, there's a lot of moving parts and everything that goes through there. You know, what's your checks? What do you have to do? Do you have any calls on anything like that?
No. I mean, punt, we just have some calls I have to listen to, but field goal, I just snap the ball whenever.
Oregon runs a lot of fakes out of that. Are you looking for the mismatches, or is that called by the kicker and the snapper?
It just depends on coach calls every week. It just depends.
Okay. Yeah.